Okay, so have you guys seen the new documentary about the Fyre Festival? It went up on Netflix just this past weekend. It is probably rated R. I think it's got like a maturity rating, so it's not for kids. But it's a fascinating documentary about this festival that was put on in the Bahamas, or is supposed to be put on. It ended up being a total fraud. And the guy named Billy McFarland was the primary guy behind the whole thing. It was just a huge mess. They planned out this exclusive event. They said it's going to be on this island that we've got from Pablo Escobar. They gave these really awesome accommodations that you could purchase. I think it sold out within 48 hours. Just a crazy story. Anybody that's ever planned an event, this is like your worst nightmare. You know, it's there's the potential for everything to fall apart. And in this story, the whole thing was just a train wreck of an event. And it was all over social media. He ended up getting sued for $100 million. I think they settled at $5 million in a class action lawsuit. And Billy McFarland is serving 5 or 6 years in federal prison for fraud associated with this and other activities that he did. So fascinating story. I think anybody that is a starter of things, anybody that's fundraising, anybody that's leading others to buy into a vision, can relate to the fear that this type of thing might happen. Anybody that's a starter, starting anything, is saying, this is what I envision, this is how it's supposed to turn out. And your credibility is on the line when you do it. I could not help but compare this story to starting the Bible College in Kauai, which we did in 2007. You know, this festival, it was being done on an island. Here we are starting a Bible college on an island. The accommodations, luxury safari tents. I mean, there's just so many parallels between the story. Like, people are working through the night, nobody's sleeping, trying to set it up. I mean, that's what our couple days late in the summer were like. I think the interns that I had, the guys worked 48 hours straight on just finishing off the campus. With the luxury safari tents where the students would live. And I believe the case is that we were very honest with the students coming in, where they would be living, what it would look like, that it was rough. So I don't think we perpetuated a fraud when we started, but still there's this fear when you start something that it may not work out. And then what are people going to think about you? And so it just really caused me to reflect, appreciate the guys that worked with me 12, 13 years ago in Kauai and helped pull the whole thing off. Man, when you're able to pull something off and start something new and it's real and it's valued by other people, you're just so grateful for your team. But it also caused me to reflect and talk a little bit with my son about just the importance of integrity. The idea that what you say is meaningful, that there's going to be action behind your words, that if people evaluate your life and your history, they're going to find that what they've heard about you and what you've said is true. In 2 Corinthians, Paul talked about this with the church there and said that his boast, his testimony of his own conscience, was that he behaved in the world with simplicity and sincerity. And he says something similar in a later chapter. It's this idea that what you see is what you get. I'm authentically who I am. And, you know, I've worked only with a handful. One particular person comes to mind that I've worked with who was in ministry. He was a ministry leader, and this was years ago. And he did not have integrity. He was just a dishonest person. And when things didn't go well, he would spin them. He would try to put a good face on the issue. And I was young when I decided to work with him. And I think the lesson I learned, even though I felt like I appreciated the opportunities that I had in that setting, I wish I would have asked more questions, and I wish I would have poked around to see, does this guy have actual substance behind his good communication? He was one of the best communicators I've ever worked with. But unfortunately, there was some real integrity issues and kind of a salesman mentality that he had, just spinning stuff. So anyway, I don't know if I'd recommend the show or not. It's definitely not a show for kids, but it's a fascinating story. And if anything, it should just punctuate the need for integrity amongst leadership. Oh man, it's vital. All right, that's my thought for the night.